This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Brian in Valencia, California. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I just had a quick question about the woman that Jesus met at the well in John's Gospel in chapter 4.
Yeah.
There's two things. One, usually guys didn't really have any dealings or public speakings with women. And secondly, Jews didn't have connection with Samaritans. But she mentions later on that something about Jacob being her father and that being her well that she was at. Where am I missing the connection between her having validity in her claim stating that was her father's well?
Well, first of all, I think you've assessed the situation correctly. I think it's right to say that there's a point being made here for a Samaritan to speak of Jacob as our father would have been offensive to an ancient Jew who viewed his or herself as the true children of Jacob, while the Samaritans were considered an impure people or half-breeds. You have to remember how they came about with the exile and annihilation of the Northern Kingdom. What happened was there were some people who were left. The Assyrians then repopulated the Northern Kingdom or that territory, and as a result of interbreeding, you have the Samaritans. So from a Jewish standpoint, the Samaritans were considered nothing but dogs. Not only that, but ancient civilizations, including the Jewish civilization, put women on a substandard level. But Jesus Christ, remember, sees things as they are. He is the creator of male and female. He is the one who inspired Paul's words that in Christ there's neither male nor female, there's neither slave nor free, and there's neither Jew nor Greek. So from Christ's perspective, no problem whatsoever speaking to a woman, nor does he consider her anything less. In fact, in his words, he is in essence breaking down all of the stereotypes. Because if you look at the content of what he's saying, she's wondering whether you worship in a temple in Gerizim or whether you worship in a temple in Jerusalem, and the temple, not built by human hands, ironically, is standing in front of her.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.